Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Brachos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Vav Mishnah Vav and Parak Vav Mishnah Zayin. Now we have an introduction to Mishnah Vav. We should just note a concept that perhaps some of us know, perhaps some of us don't, and that is the concept of Shomea Keona, which literally means hearing is like answering. We use the concept of Shomea Keona in a lot of different places in Halacha, primarily when it comes to a mitzvah or really a bracha that we want to be motzi other people with. So for example, Kiddush or Havdalah or Shofar or many different times when there's a bracha being recited where you're having other people in mind. So the assumption is, and the halacha is, Shomea Keona, that if everyone else is listening to that bracha, and of course they answer Amen and they're focusing on that bracha, then it is Keona, then it is like that person is answering, it is like that person is saying the bracha himself. So even though I didn't make Kiddush, if I'm listening and focusing on Kiddush, then it's as if I said Kiddush. Even though I didn't make the bracha on Shofar, if I'm listening and focusing on the Baal Tokei, on the person blowing Shofar, and I'm listening to his bracha, then it's as if I made the bracha myself. So generally speaking, Shomea Keona works to allow me to fulfill various mitzvot that I'm not going to fulfill, but I'm going to allow someone else to fulfill on my behalf. So the Mishnah now is going to deal with, does this work when it comes to regular brachos, when I'm eating what we call birchas hane'en? Those are birchas ha-mitzvah. It certainly works when it comes to a bracha on a mitzvah, like shofar, like megillah, and so on. The question is, does it work by birchas hane'en and by a bracha that I'm making on food? Says the Mishnah, Hayoshvin Le'echol. You have a group of people who are sitting together, they're just sitting. Kol Echad Ve'echad Mevarich La'atzmo. Each one of the people sitting should make their own individual bracha. After all, they're not really sitting so much together. They're all just sitting. They happen to be at the same table, perhaps, but they're not really one group of people. They're just sitting for lunch and eating lunch at the same time. So in that situation, says the Mishnah, each person should make his or her own bracha by him or herself. But says the Mishnah, hey sebu, if they're reclining, if they're leaning, now, we're used to thinking of heseba, of reclining, of leaning, only on the night of the Seder. But in those days, when they wanted to establish that we are one group together, eating together, they would recline, they would lean. And the Bartanura points out, though, that it's not only specifically reclining. If any group of people declare, we're eating together, they make it clear, we're one group, then echad mevarech lekulam, then one person can make the bracha for everyone else. So if there's just a bunch of people randomly eating at the same time near each other, then each person would make the bracha by themselves. However, if they make a declaration and they make it clear that they're eating together, they're one group of people, then one person can be motzi, can use Shomea Keona to make the bracha of hamotzi or whatever the bracha may be and have others in mind. The example nowadays that we would use for this is on Shabbos or Yontif. Generally speaking, if I'm making hamotzi or I'm making a bracha and we're at lunch or eating, you know, eating at the same time at the same table, we all make our own bracha. But the main exception to that, of course, is on Shabbos or Yontif, where we have one person that makes hamotzi for all of us. Why? Why is that allowed? The answer is exactly this Mishnah, Echad Mevarech Lekulan, that one person can make the bracha for everyone when there's a clear recognition that they're all eating together. And certainly on Shabbos and Yontif, when there's a Shabbos or Yontif meal, there's a clear line, there's a clear understanding that they're all eating together, and if they're all eating together, then one person can have others in mind for the bracha. Continues the Mishnah, Bolehem Yayin B'socha Mazon, if they bring wine in the middle of the meal, Kol Echad Ve'echad Mevarech La'atzmo, each person should make the bracha by himself. We shouldn't have one person, even if they're eating together, even if there's Hesebe, even if there's a clear declaration that they're eating together, if the wine's brought in during the meal, then we should have each person making the bracha by him or herself. Why is that? So the Bartanura points out the answer is because we're worried that if one person makes the bracha for everyone, maybe he's going to make the bracha, someone's going to answer Amen, and they're still eating their meal. They may choke when they're saying Amen. So it's dangerous, it's a sakana to have people answer Amen to a bracha during the meal, and therefore, if wine is brought during the meal, then each person should make a bracha by him or herself. What's also interesting about this, a line in the Mishnah, is also teaching us a halacha, that wine that is brought during a meal, even if we already said hamotzi, Even if the hamotzi was already said, wine is considered such a special thing to drink, you would make a bracha. So even if you have a bagel, let's say, or you have pizza, and all of a sudden someone brings wine, and you made a hamotzi on the food, you would still make a brei pri hagafen on that wine, even though you already made a hamotzi, because yayin was not included, the bracha of hagafen was not included in the hamotzi, and you should make a bracha on the wine. Continues the Mishnah, la'achar ha-mazon, though. But if the wine was brought after the meal, echad mevarech le'kulam, then one person can make the bracha for everyone else. Why is that so? Because again, like if they're not eating, they're done eating. This is la'achar ha-mazon, after the meal is completed, then there's no concern that people are going to chas v'shalom choke if they're answering amen, and therefore certainly, again, only if they're eating together, then echad mevarech le'kulam, one person can make the bracha for everyone else. The Mishnah just concludes by teaching us a seemingly unrelated halacha, where the Mishnah says, "V'hu omer al ha-megumar," that it used to be, but just by way of introduction to this last part of the Mishnah, that there were two things that would happen that do not happen nowadays. Number one, they would have people benching for everyone. They'd have one person basically benching for everyone, as opposed to having each person bench individually. This is actually quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as well, that that's what should be done. Nowadays, we don't do this because the assumption is that people would have a very hard time focusing when if one person's saying benching for everyone else. Again, it's a mitzvah d'araisa, it's a very important thing to bench. The Torah says, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta, that if you eat and you're satiated, you're satisfied, you must bench. It's a very important thing to do, and we're nervous that if only one person's saying it for everyone and just having everyone in mind, then it's a long thing to just listen to, and they're going to lose focus. You just look around the Chazar Sashat in a shul, and you'll clearly see that it's very hard to stay focused for a long time. This is also a plug for any teachers listening, that it's generally a good idea when it comes to your students to have them do things that are active, not just listening to a teacher speak, but also do things active. It's very hard to just listen to someone say Birchas Hamazon. So nowadays, we do not do this. We do not just have one person say the benching for everyone. But beyond that, they would also bring they would bring spices to the meal, and after the benching, the person who would, and that's really what our Mishnah is saying, v'hu omer al ha-megumar, and the person that was saying all the benching for everyone would also make the bracha of on the besamim, on the spices, after benching. Even though they would only bring the spices after the meal, nonetheless, the person who led benching, the person who said benching for everyone, that person should, according to this Mishnah, see the bracha on the besamim as well, but again, that's not a halacha that we typically follow nowadays. It says the Mishnah Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin Hiviu Lefan of Moliach Betchila Upas Imo. If they bring in front of him a salty food, Upas Imo, and there is bread that is accompanying the food. Now the assumption is that the only reason why he's having the bread is because he needs it in order to eat the salty food. The food is so salty that he needs it in order to eat the food, that food that he's about to eat. So, Mevarech al ha-moliach upoter esapa, says the Mishnah, he should make a bracha on the salty food and not make the bracha on the bread. Why? How could that be? The Mishnah told us just two Mishnayos ago in Parak Vav Mishnah Hey that if you have bread, that bread is poter anything else. That bread excludes or perhaps includes anything else. If you make a bracha on pas, on bread, on moti lechem and aretz, then you don't have to make a bracha on parparas or anything else. So this Mishnah is again that this Mishnah is saying, no, make the bracha on the maliach, on the salty food, and not make the bracha on the bread. What are you talking about? What's the answer? Shehapas tfeilelo, because the bread is tafel. A very important concept. The bread is secondary to it. The only reason why you're eating the bread is in order to eat the salty food. The main thing that you really want to eat is the salty food, and therefore you do not make the bracha on the pas, on the bread, because that is not the food that you really want to eat. Zach, Kal, this is the rule, finishes up the Mishnah. Kol shu ikar v'imo tafel, anything that is the main thing that you want to eat, but with it there happens to be something that's tafel, something that is secondary. Mevarich al ha'ikar upoter es ha'tfeilo, you should make the bracha on the ikar, you should make the bracha on the main food, and then you should not make the bracha on the tafel, on whatever it is that is tafel. Usually the mezonos, the hamotzi, is ikar, but in this particular case, the bread was clearly secondary. So in general, the rule is, says our Mishnah, that whenever you have two things, one's the main thing, one is the secondary thing, you should eat the main thing, make the bracha on that, and not make the bracha on the secondary thing. What would some examples be? So cereal, for example. You have cereal and milk. So the milk is not really what, you're not drinking milk. So you should make the bracha on whatever the cereal is, or if you're having ice cream. But you put the ice cream in a cone, so should you make the bracha on the ice cream or make the bracha on the cone? So most likely, the main thing that you're eating is the ice cream. Okay, so it's being held in a cone. So in most circumstances, it's a bit of a machlokes, but in most circumstances, you'd make the bracha on the ice cream, because that's really what you're looking to eat. We should think, be honest with ourselves, what do I really want to eat here? What do I not want to eat? But the main thing is, that's the bracha that we should make. Have a great day.